your sister had given you some information about your parents, was it?
Grandparents. The grandparents left Germany, Chakrin, Chokrin, Germany, and went to Seltz, Russia in 1808.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grandma and Grandpa came to America in 1896 and lived in Amos County until 1898, and then they went to Seltz, North Dakota.
The very same community that name as back in Russia.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I can't remember, I think I was told once from my mother's parents, I think my brother, when my brother was over there in Germany, I can't think of it now, where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sister Gina, we said, if we have any family pictures, well, I have my parents' wedding picture.
Oh,
they were married in, North Dakota.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, what elaborate veil she had.
I know they had it. I often wonder, I should ask my sister what they did with it, because I know as long as I was home, she always had it in the closet, her veil.
Oh, I wonder where that is.
Yeah. They probably, when they moved to town, they probably threw everything because, you know.
Yeah.
And then this was taken when I was home. My last time at home before I came to the convent to stay, it was in June 45. See, then I came to the convent
which one is you?
The middle one.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yes, the middle one.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
See, my brothers were small.
Yeah. This is a very nice picture. This is very nice. Nice looking family you come from.
Thank you.
You all are.
But now it's...
Oh, this is nice.
It's so...
We'll show this to Mike later. Yeah, very nice. I love those old pictures. I'm treasuring them more than I used to.
Same.
You too.
Yeah, years ago it just didn't. Now I feel so bad. There's so much that we, even my sister who gets rid of everything, you know, the auction sale, mm-hmm. everything had to go. And now she says, oh, I wish, I wonder where that is and where this is.
Mm-hmm.
Those days we didn't go home, and I couldn't go home and say, don't throw this and don't go that, because those days I couldn't go home when they had the auction sale, you know, just everything went.
Were you there? That was within that 8 years that when you
could. Yeah, I was in the convent and I couldn't go.
And you couldn't go?
Mm-hmm. They moved to Bismarck, and then they were in Bismarck a few years before I could go home, you know, and see where they lived.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the last years, as my parents got older, there was about 2 or 3 times a year, you know, that I could go and visit them.
Yeah. Did you ever go back to the farm together?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah. I think almost every time I go to this, almost every summer, my sister and I drive from Bismarck. Because, see, she's a widow and she doesn't drive. She has her own car, but she doesn't drive all of Bismarck alone.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go on vacation, I would drive up to Seltz.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, what a treat for her and for you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then you take your parents along as long as they were able to go?
As long as they were able to. And even once, it's way back in, it must have been in the 80s, when they came here, my sister, Dad, Mom and Dad were in a way, they came here, and then we drove to Florida, because we drove to Bartlesville, because no way would my mother fly, no way. The first time they went to California to visit my brother, they went by bus. I think they flew once. They went on. And then my sister in Florida said, you made trips to California and you never came to Florida to see me. Well, my mother said, no way would she fly. When we drove back home, the four of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to see a lot along the way.
Yes. Uh-huh. And we took, you know, we didn't rush it. We stopped in the evening, you know, to get a motel and stayed overnight, and the next morning, he drank again.
Did you do all the driving?
No, my sister and I, we took turns.
You took turns.
Mm-hmm. We took turns.
Oh, that was special.
Yeah, it was.
I bet you that's quite a memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. How was Christmas celebrated in your family?
At home, it's... Well, that kind of, we called it the Christ Child, you know, the Christ Child was coming. And Grandma and Grandpa, they lived in their own house, so they, you know, they'd bring our gifts, you know, in the front entry. Then we'd think, you know, the parents didn't put them there, you know, as young children. Things just appeared, you know. Yeah. Because Grandma had them, you know, and she'd bring them after, you know, we're older than we knew it. That Grandma, we were told that Grandma had our Christmas, our dolls, and, you know, as girls, she got dolls. And Grandma couldn't. And they must have made out the time, you know, because all of a sudden the parents would say, well, I think the Christ Child came, we better look.
Oh.
And they'd open the door, you know, and our things were there.
Oh, yeah. But did you ever think it was Santa Claus?
Yeah. Santa Claus or
Christ Child, you're saying that.
Yeah.
You're meaning the same thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Catholic, it was more Christ Child or Santa Claus, yeah. But, yeah, it's somebody else. It doesn't, you know, it wasn't a parent until you got older than you.
Yeah. Did you, what kind of religious festivities did you have at Christmas time then? I mean, at church, yeah.
At church, yeah, there was midnight mass. Of course, we went with the sled.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Sled and horses. Went to midnight mass, always.
And were those masses done in Latin?
Yes, those days that everything was Latin. And then the priest had the first years when we were young, he had a sermon in German and in English, one in German and one in English, because the older people couldn't.
Mm-hmm. How long did those services last?
Mm-hmm. It
could have been an hour or a little longer.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't so very long? Oh, no. Nobody complained about it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like now, if it goes over an hour now, oh my, oh my. Those days it just went that way.
It just was.
It just was that way.
Yeah. What about the tradition of, I don't know if it was in your church then, did they have like sacks to hand out to the little children after midnight mass? Or, I mean, at
not
Christmas time?
Not those days. Not when I grew up. Mm-hmm. I think later on they did it, but not...
Bags of peanuts and,
yeah,
and oranges and things,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, but not... Mm-hmm. My time, it just wasn't. Mm-hmm. Those things were done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does bells and nickel mean anything to you?
Bells and nickel, well... Yeah, that's... I think that's the Santa Claus. That's what we said at home, the bells and nickel. Yeah?
Oh.
The bells and nickel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the bells and nickel.
Yeah. You said that, or how did you say the Christ Child in German then?
Christkind.
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 Christkind. Uh-huh. So the bells and nickel, was that a, were you ever afraid of the bells and nickel?
No.
Anything?
No.
I've heard in some families, you know, they would say, you know, if you didn't behave, he would come and...
Yeah. Or you wouldn't get anything,
Yeah.
He would come, or he wouldn't get anything, but no.
Or even he would come and punish you, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But not like that.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. How about Easter?
Easter... Well, yeah, then we got our Easter basket, too. And that we didn't, you know, that was put out, too. Osterhasskuhn, yeah, Osterhasskuhn. And that was put in the snuck around too, that we didn't know that, you know, the parents put it there.
Uh-huh.
Suppose Grandma put it there again too.
Yeah. And what was in the Easter basket?
Oh, dyed eggs, you know, and candy, Easter candy.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Did you help dye eggs then?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Did you have like vegetable dyes or?
Yes.
did you buy those dyes like they do now?
Yeah.
Probably the same kind as there still is now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you had chickens in, so you had lots of eggs to dye?
Yes, we had our own. Eggs.
And then for the next few mornings, there'd always be hard-boiled eggs?
Yes. So whenever we'd want one.
Uh-huh. It was kind of fun.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Still is.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother have to, like, work outside and help with the...
Yeah, she helped with all the chores and helped milk the cows. Mm-hmm. My dad never milked cows. His mom was too.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the house, then of course, mother had to do everything in the house?
Wash clothes.
Did you?
It's always wash clothes. And like Sunday evening, we didn't have running water when I was home. They got it only after I was in the convent.
Mm-hmm.
But the well was outside a few feet from the house, so we'd carry in the water, you know. Put it in this big thing. We still have one in the room over there, you know, these big boilers. We filled that up, and that was on the stove. So Monday morning when the fire was started, water would heat to wash clothes.
Yeah.
And we'd carry all the water in.
Do you think that your parents, did they live close to relatives? Were there relatives close by to visit?
Well, like my mother's family lived at Orange, North Orange. And then my dad's, well, his parents lived in the same yard as we did. They had their own house, but they lived in the same yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad's brother lived about 3 miles south of our place.
Mm-hmm.
But his sisters were lived away then. His sisters were in close.
But did they, do you think they ever were lonely, or did they always have relatives close by so that they were really never too far away from each other?
No, they never said that they were alone.
Did you have neighbors close by so that you visited back and forth?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Was there a certain day that was a visiting day? Was that Sunday?
Well, Sunday or... Yeah, mainly Sundays. Mainly Sundays, because during the week, you know, you work.
Yeah.
Sundays are feast days, you know.
Yeah. So when the neighbors came over to visit, was that a treat for everybody?
Oh, yes.
Did your kids enjoy it too?
Oh, yes. Well, the children came along, you know. So the kids played outside, or if it was cold, the kids were in the kitchen and the adults in the living room.
Mm-hmm. All these separate.
But sometimes I remember sometimes when we went visiting, or the children were in our house, they'd say, "Kids, you're too loud."
Uh-huh. What kind of games did you play then? Like if you were stuck inside in the kitchen there, what did you play?
You know what we played a lot was church. One of the boys was the priest, and he'd give us a sermon.
Is that right? Oh my goodness. Yeah. Any other games?
What else did we play when we were in the house all the time? Gee. I can't think of them now. Isn't that awful? Too long ago. But anyway, we played games because we got awfully loud.
Yeah. You remember Button Button?
Button Button or school. We played a lot of school though too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Button Button, who has the button? Yeah.
How about Three Blind Mice?
Three Blind Mice, yeah. After you say it, yeah.
After I just talked to my dad and he mentioned those games.
Yeah.
I can't remember the others.
In church and school, yeah, we played school a lot.
Yeah.
And played church, yeah. When they were boys, yeah, but the neighbors said we're closest to us, they had to call girls and we were girls. So then we didn't play church, but when we went to some other people, or they were boys, we played church, and of course. The boys had to get out of care.
How about fairy tales? Fairy tales? Did your mother ever tell you fairy tales or nursery rhymes? Any special, any poems or?
No, not so much.
Did you have a lot of singing in your home? Was there any musical? Anybody musical in the family?
Not till later on, you know, when they went to high school. Like my boys, my brothers, they went to sales high school. When our sisters were there, then they took piano.
Mm-hmm.
But see, in the country school, all we did singing in the, you know, without an instrument.
Mm-hmm. That was probably a class, huh?
Yeah, that was a class, yes. Class, I think, every Friday we had singing.
Mm-hmm. Remember some of the songs?
Oh, yes. The Little Brown Church, you know, Susanna. And, what's the other one, the farmer? What's his name again?
Farmer in the Dell?
Farmer in the Dell, and then there was another one.
Patriotic songs, I suppose.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you start school every morning with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
Or did you
have McDonald's had a farm?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance, yeah. Every morning, yes, when we started.
How about singing prayers in your school? No, I mean, it was a public school.
Even, you know, we all had lunch fields and, you know, you pray by yourself. I mean, not a because we all had our lunch field and all ate, you know, in our desks.
Yeah. What was a typical lunch?
Jelly bread. Jelly bread and, let's see, what else would we have? A cookie? Sometimes an apple.
Your parents, I suppose, butchered and made sausage.
We made our own sausage, yes. And had cheese. Sausage and had cheese.
Mm-hmm.
My kind of Mr. Head Cheese, yes. Mr. Mack wants to have a head cheese from the relatives and she was in the food.
Yeah. Liverwurst.
Liverwurst, yes.
I don't miss that.
No, that's but the other sausage, my brother still makes some sausage. You know, they go hunting when they hunt the deer and they buy pork and
stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Did your parents like to dance?
Did they? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My mother did more. My dad doesn't so much for it. But when we had these dances in the house, but they would never go out to public dances, but in the homes, you know, like parties in the homes.
Was there a good accordion player around there that you could always call on?
Mm-hmm. In the neighborhood, yes.
Did you learn to dance too?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, how did you dance?
In school, we had, in the public school, one of the boys played the harmonica, and then we danced down in the school in the basement for sometimes for recess, you know.
Oh,
we danced down there.
Mm-hmm. You had a pretty fancy school if you had a basement.
I had a big old basement.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
See, the furnace was down there. One was the furnace room, and then there was a small room with a cool bin, and then a large, yes.
Oh.
Well, we couldn't go outside, we played down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was all cemented out, yeah, yes.
Yeah. How many kids were in your grade?
Two.
Exactly.
Yeah,
two of you.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to the eighth grade, and it was probably that same person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two girls.
Exactly. Right. How about, like, medicine and, did you have a doctor close by?
Harvey.
Was there a doctor? Oh, in Harvey.
I know one winter my dad had the itch. He walked, I don't know where he can go, but But if you were 10 miles from Hardy, he walked to Hardy to get something for the H to give him.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know.
I don't know, yeah, I don't know anything, that's why he didn't go by the sled.
Yeah.
You go.
Were there any people around there that did Brauka?
No, they talked about it, but we didn't know, we could never, nothing. But what we did a lot for, like if somebody, hurt themselves or had an infection, is Camilla tea, you know?
Uh-huh.
Soaked it in with Camilla tea.
Oh. You mean,
If you have injured something, you've had an infection or something, you just soak it in with hot tea water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when this Camilla tea was blooming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My mother would take whole bunches, you know, and save it upstairs, and the house would save it upstairs, so,
Did you ever drink the tea?
Yes, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad he wasn't a tea drinker, so when he was gone sometimes during a meal, well, my mother made this Camilla tea with salt crackers and Camilla tea.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Huh. Did you add honey to it?
No.
I didn't say.
Yeah. A little sugar. Put a little sugar in it.
Yeah.
But I think later on, they didn't have honey later on.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, they did, but not when I was
growing up. What other kind of medicines were used in the home? What other things did you use for it?
My mother made the mustard plaster when somebody had a cold from the chest.
Yeah. With dry mustard?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I can't remember much what the ingredients were. That I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
But I know after I was in college, she told me one she was going to be sure it's strong enough. And my dad had a chest cold. Well, I guess she burnt it. She
made
it to his job. Oh. She said he was going to be sure that it's strong enough that it gets rid of his bronchitis and so he
went
down the building.
Well, you mean she got it too hot?
She put too much mustard in.
You mean, and then that burns the skin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because you have to be careful how much mustard you use because it gets too strong.
Yeah. You think it worked?
They thought it did.
There's
home remedies. I don't know whatever home remedies that they have. Oh, but when we had a sore throat, took off the stocking and put the warm stocking around the neck. Oh yeah, I really believe in that.
And you wore it first, then you put it on.
Uh-huh, yes, so it was warm. See, it was warm from the body to put the warm stocking around your neck.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we ever had a sore throat, that's in the evening when you went to bed, you took your stocking off and put the warm stocking around your neck.
Yeah.
Rubbed it with liniment.
Yeah.
And then there was a liniment, too, that was for drinking. It was just a white liniment.
Oh.
Really burned out here.
Took care of any sort of...
Got it from the Watkins man. See, the Watkins man always came around and...
Yes.
So.
Yes. What else did you get from the Watkins man?
Vanilla, liniment. What's the things I remember? The vanilla.
I remember the vanilla, too. Did you get a newspapers in your home then?
Yes, the Pierce County Tribune.
Oh, I see. No German newspapers, huh?
Grandma did. He always had this stuff inside.
Oh, he did?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, and he'd read from it and read from it. And we haven't been interested in it.
Yeah, there was probably some news of Russia in there.
Yeah. In Germany.
In Germany.
Yeah. And he'd even write articles. He even wrote articles for the Dog Society. My sister, no, I like that she had gone to the Heritage Center, but she go there and look, you know, but I don't think it happened in
Oh,
I don't remember that thing. Well, my grandpa wrote articles for the Dog Society.
Oh, yeah.
About farming and, yeah, I didn't know that before, but I just told her this thing, but yeah.
Did he write them in German?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I suppose, I mean, the whole paper was German, wasn't it?
Yes, and I had... My sister would send me the German articles, then one of the German sisters translated them here, so we'd know what they were about.
I remember that from the last visit here. You had some down there in the lunchroom.
Yes.
Do you remember when you got the first car at home? I think that was a big event.
Yes. Yes, and then...
We were driving in a car, you know. What kind of car did you get?
A Model T.
Model T. You remember the days of radio?
Yes. That with the battery, yes. And then when the battery would run out, you know, then Dad would have to take it to town to get a charge.
Oh.
And then sometimes, it took so long. I didn't know what the fellow did. He was supposed to charge him sometimes. Dad would have to make a few trips to town with the horses to get this battery. And, oh, he had this. Oh, he had too many to charge. Or he forgot it. Or, oh, I would get so disgusted because us kids wanted to listen to the radio.
Yeah. What did you want to listen to on the radio? Did you have favorite shows?
Yes.
Like what?
Like most of it was music things. And then there was Fibber McGee and Molly, of course. Chad Bennett.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say? Any memories? Or something about your life of being a sister? A nun?
Let me see. I'm 50 years in the convent.
Is that right?
50 years.
Huh.
A long time.
Yes.
But it just doesn't seem that long.
It's been good, hasn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh. And my health and everything has been good, so, you know, it's...
What do you do in your pastime? What do you do as a hobby?
I collect stamps.
Oh.
My sister keeps that. I could never buy. My sister keeps me from that. So I have that, and I like to read. Wish I had more time to read. I always take reading along when I take sister to the clinic. And I get reading done. I used to embroider, in the hospitals, but now here in another place, I just don't have time anymore to embroider.
How many years did you work in the hospitals? How long have you been right here then?
Since 91.
Oh, I see.
Up to 91 I was within St. George's. 79 to 91 I was within St. George's. And then in the hospital, of course, I came out here.
What did you do in the hospital?
The last years over St. George's, I worked in radiology in the technician trained me, so I was in the hospital. And before that I did nurse's aid.
I see. Did you miss that? When the hospital closed?
I kind of did, but then I came over here and I did so many runs that, you know, drove that I couldn't. And actually, I didn't really miss x-ray that much. I didn't really care for that much to begin with. Mm-hmm. But they needed somebody there. But my other work, I miss, you know, being with people. That I miss the most things. Getting to know people, getting to meet different. I got to know a lot of people.
Yes, you do.
That's for them.
Yeah. But you knew some of these sisters over here, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Because. Yeah, so you just were with the public more then,
The public more, yes. Mm-hmm. But I knew the sisters were in there. Yeah. We'd come here, you know, for different occasions. So we'd know it. You know, I knew everybody by name.
Yeah.
You know, that's hard.
Well, this has been a very interesting interview, and I sure do thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sister, we just really enjoy talking to you. So,
thank you.
Thanks so much. On behalf of the NDSU Library, we thank you.
Someday when I come to Park and I have an extra time, I'll come.
Yeah, you should do that. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will show you all the things that we have, or that we're trying to get organized.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot there.
And I'll fill this out in today.
Okay. Thanks so much.
That we can have it before you.
Okay. All right.